Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Wednesday, December 31st. Today is New Year's Eve.
It is the last day of the year.
For those of you who cannot recognize the date, we're here to remind you.
Right.
Like, what does December 31st mean? Well, it means the end of the year.
Yeah.
And it means resolutions for some people.
Yep.
And did we discuss this? I mean, are you making any resolutions?
Yeah.
Oh, you are.
So I have like 5 or 6. I actually wrote them down. I can tell them.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty cool. I'm glad you're sharing those.
Thanks.
Because for some people, those are personal things.
You know.
But
well,
I guess, yeah, you have nothing to hide.
So. No, I'm an open book. So my 2015 goals are to save money, read more.
Uh-huh.
Like you and Ty.
Yes.
Be kind to my parents.
Ah, there you go.
Uh-huh. Be a better communicator.
Okay.
In general, like with everybody in my personal relationships, I would say. Because I have a really easy time talking, but expressing how I feel, is a little tricky sometimes.
Yeah. So you're like closed off in that way? You don't share your emotions that much?
No, I do. It's more that I don't know how to voice them, really.
Okay.
Or put them into words. So I get frustrated and I like can't really get them out. I also want to learn French, and I would like to be present, as in put my phone away.
Oh, wow. Now, those are good ones. Those are realistic ones, right?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. I mean, those are things you can do.
Absolutely. And I mean, it's a short list. So.
Yeah, it is. It is. And it's not a hard one. It's not like quitting something. You
right.
know? Yeah.
Or starting something like that I don't do at all.
Right.
So
that's hard.
Yeah. Like the gym I've got under control. I'd like to do more yoga. If that's even possible.
Yeah.
and, you know, I mean, I think everything else I've sort of accomplished over the past years in resolutions, so.
Wow, that's pretty good. So you said, yeah, and you said you're good at setting goals and everything.
Yeah.
So that's why it works for you.
Yeah.
I know. It's like I won't commit to anything, but... But I do things throughout the year, you know. I mean, if I feel I need change, then I do it.
That's great.
But it's but the resolutions is a good idea, you know, because it helps you focus a little bit. And it's a new beginning and you go, okay, well, I'll do it this way.
Right. I mean, you don't have to keep them all. You don't have to do them perfectly. It's just a good way to, like, focus on your intentions for the year.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like the one, be nicer to your parents. I think we can always be nicer to our parents.
Yeah. You know, right? It's so weird that that's like something everyone should focus on doing because you'd think it was just a natural thing to like just be nice to your parents.
Right.
But they're the ones that literally drive you insane.
Yeah.
Somehow,
they know what buttons to push.
Yes.
Right? Yeah.
Everybody else in the world you can deal with on a regular basis, but your parents somehow just get under your skin in a way no one else can.
Yeah. That's true. That's true. I have to think about that because, I mean, when my parents are away and stuff, we don't have any run-ins or anything, you know?
Yeah.
But, I mean, this was earlier on in my life, but yeah, my mom can really get under your skin, you know? I mean, it's like, do it this way, don't do it that way, you know, things like that.
Right. And they mean the best,
you know, absolutely.
And they have the best intentions, but it's just either the way they do it or how many times they say something or the tone.
And it gets worse as they get older.
Oh my God. And we all have our like pet peeves probably with our parents, like our separate ones. Like mine, I mean, the way like my dad asks questions sometimes or my mom, even like the way she talks sometimes, I'm like, why are you babying me? Stop it.
You see, that's the thing. You got to understand. I mean, when you have a kid, they never grow up in your eyes because you remember them as babies.
Right.
And you also are used to taking care of them for many years. And then suddenly they're on their own and you don't know how to behave.
Right.
You know, I mean, I'm like... You know, I like get disillusioned by my kids because I don't hear from them for a while or something, you know. And they live here. It's not like they don't live here.
Right.
But they're busy with their own lives and stuff. But it's hard to adjust to.
I'm sure.
You know, because you're like their god for so many years.
Yeah.
You know, so that's why we have to understand also where parents come from, and they don't change. The kid changes, but they don't.
Right. That's right? true. And it's also like a role thing. Like right. their role in your life is to be your parent. Like right. once they have you and bring you into this world, that's what they commit to. Like, okay, I have to keep this thing alive.
Right.
And I have to protect this baby or this child, whatever, from all the things that happen in the world. And like that mentality never leaves. It's not mm-hmm. like, oh, they're an adult, I can stop.
Right.
There's no switch that goes off.
I know. I mean, I try. People have to remind me all the time.
Oh, I remind my parents all the time. I'm like, hi, I'm 30.
Yeah. Because, you know, I mean, people ask me, well, what were you doing at 21, 22? You know, yeah. you didn't care about your parents that much, you know. And so I'm trying to adjust to that. But, you know, I mean, when I'm with them, we have great time and everything. It's just that I guess I want to see them more than they want to see me at this point, you know. But they say as they get older, yeah, it's different, you know.
Right.
Yeah. But now they're just busy with their lives, social lives, which I guess I should be grateful for, you know, that they have a social life and everything.
Yes.
Because some people have a hard time with that, and that's worse.
That is worse.
Yeah. I mean, they can stay home and sit around and stuff, but that's not what you want for your kids.
Right. You know? Want them to be out and living.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. So the new year, I always look forward to a new year because, you know, it can bring new things and stuff. But we also, it's also pretty random, you know. I mean, who cares if it happens December 31st or January 1st, you know. But it's just in our minds, we sort of like just kind of randomly make it like the end of one period and start a new one.
Yeah, I like it. I mean, even just for like symbolism, like, you know,
yeah.
the end of a year, the starting fresh of a new year, new energy, new seasons, you know. Right. I mean, granted, it's still winter, and who even knows what that's going to look like here. Yeah. But I like it.
Yeah.
Different astrological signs, you know.
Yeah,
starts all over
true.
Again.
Yeah. Are you into astrology?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I love it.
So you're pretty good at it? I mean, do you know about every sign?
No, I know about my sign.
Right.
And I know about signs I've dated.
Okay. Have you ever had a reading done?
Yeah.
Yeah, those are pretty
it.
Cool, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, they're pretty accurate.
Yeah, because, I really believe strongly in, like, the planetary pull and, like, what the energies of all that cause. Right. And what I've heard from my psychics and tarot card reader is that it's all been very accurate. So
yeah.
I'm not, like, going into the shop that says, like, $10 psychic reading.
Right.
I actually went to an Israeli guy.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh.
And he does your astrological chart from your natal birth information. So
right.
it's like where this planet lines up with this planet brings about this into your life.
Right.
Because you were born at a certain time. So I think even just the fact that all those things mix together to produce a result that's very specific to you.
Right.
It's so cool.
Yeah. I know. But and it also helps us like categorize people, you know.
I mean,
I don't know if it leads us into stereotypes, which I think it does, but at the same time, it makes sense, you know, that people born around the same time are kind of similar.
Yeah.
But it's like so specific that if you don't have the right time that you were born, then it's not going to be that accurate.
Right.
So it shows you how, you know, people can be alike but so different at the same time, you know. But so you're what, Capricorn?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. What does that mean? I mean,
that I'm very goal-oriented, structured, loyal. My sign is the goat.
Yeah.
So it's a loyal sign. What else? Just really good things.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. I know. They always tell you good things. They're not going to tell you bad things.
No, they do. They'll say some stuff like, you know, if you're stubborn or if you're moody.
Yeah.
Capricorns are not moody.
No.
I think we have like one mood.
Oh, okay. That's good.
It. It's like here to work. I don't know.
Yeah. So it's a straight line pretty much. No
yeah,
ups and downs.
Exactly.
Well, that's good.
But then, you know, you run into like your rising sign and your moon sign and those kinds of things. I happen to be a Capricorn, Capricorn, Capricorn.
Wow.
So
what's the likelihood of that?
I don't know. But I'm it.
Pretty much not likely.
I don't think so. But I'm pretty much very Capricorn.
So you're a very strong Capricorn.
Yes.
Wow.
And then my best friend's brother was born on the same day as me, and he's a obviously a Capricorn too, but he's got a different rising sign and moon sign, so he's completely different. The opposite.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Mm-hmm. You know that numerology is also very interesting and very accurate. I've had readings. I used to date this woman that was into numerology, and the stuff that she said was just like amazing, you know, based on your name and your date of birth and
fascinating.
Everything. Yeah.
I really want to know about that because my parents named me Jennifer with one N.
Yes, they did. How come?
I don't know. Okay. That's not true. I could tell you why.
Yeah. But they can probably, so they can probably figure out how that would change your destiny probably if it was two N's.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
Oh, I need to know all of this.
I know.
I love this stuff.
Very cool. And they do it even like if it's a different language and stuff, they figure that if you give yourself like, you know, like me, like Israeli, and then your name is spelled differently in English, it still applies, you know.
Really?
Yeah. So I
don't. You just opened my eyes to a whole new world of things I need to know.
Yeah, yeah. I like it more than I would like tarot cards and stuff because I don't really believe in that. But numbers, I mean, math is pretty like, it's pretty perfect.
Yeah.
You know?
Can't argue with math.
Yeah.
1 + 1 = 2.
Exactly. And the things that she says, I mean, it's just amazing. So, you know, on the one hand, I'm skeptical. On the other hand, how do you argue with these things?
Right.
You know? And I went to what was she? She was here. Oh, she's into the Kabbalah and stuff. So she's like a psychic. Not like a psychic, but more like a mentor or a teacher or something. Mm-hmm. So when you go, she'll take your birth date, your name, things like that, the place you were born, and figure out like cycles in your life and how there's different periods during the year and things like that. And it's like you're just blown away.
Cool.
Yeah. I mean, that's like we had her on the show. Maybe I'll invite her again. She's hard to understand because she's got a very deep Israeli accent. but the things she has to say are amazing.
Ooh, bring her in. Yeah. I need to know.
I know. I studied the Kabbalah for a year, and it really transformed my life. It really has, you know, whether it has anything to it or not. But I believe, it made me believe in energies and things like that.
I love that stuff. I did before. I really do. Yeah. One of my closest friends and I, we sort of like get witchy around like these kinds of times of year. Uh-huh. So like when there's a full moon or like a new moon or... like Rosh Hashanah or New Year's, we will write down like certain things, like our goals or things that we don't want. Let's see. Oh, wait, actually, we write down things we do want and we keep that. And then we write down things we don't want and we burn it.
Oh, okay. Wow.
So we throw it into the fire and hopefully release it from our thoughts.
Yeah.
And, you know, if it works, it works. If it doesn't,
exactly.
I don't know.
Exactly. What have you got to lose?
All I can say is things are going well. So maybe something's working. Or who knows. But we get really into it.
Wow.
Yeah. I love this
pretty
stuff.
Cool. Yeah, I know. Me too. And like I said, I used to be a skeptic, but the more I find out about it, the more I realize there's something to it.
Yeah.
You know, we also have a psychic on the station here. And she's been on many TV shows. She's pretty known. Her name is Rebecca Fearing. And she's been like on Housewives of Beverly Hills and all that. And she just blows people away.
I need to
with
meet
her stuff. I mean, yeah. I mean, she's got a show. It's been expanded to 2 hours. And people don't stop calling, you know. Yeah. I mean, she says she talks with the dead and all that stuff. She lost her daughter a couple of years ago. And... ever since then, she's like, I've been communicating with her and stuff. And it's like hard to understand, you know, and hard to believe. But sometimes she'll just walk up to you and she'll say, how long have you had this pain in your back or something, you know?
She just knows.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
I just got chills. I have to talk to her.
Yeah.
Oh, this is my favorite.
Well, she's got her cards out here. You can take one and
contact
her and stuff. She's amazing. Yeah. You see, that stuff kind of spooks me and stuff with dead and stuff. But yeah, it's fascinating. I think I would want to at least see her in action.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, I'm so into this. Great. And I think I might have just added learn how to read tarot cards to my list for 2015.
Yeah.
There we go. One more goal.
Cool. So you're pretty spiritual.
Yeah.
That's good. You know, yeah, you see, with Taurus, it's like we're very attached to the ground, so we tend to be skeptics and, you know.
Oh, is it an earth sign?
Yeah, it's a very...
I'm also an earth sign.
Very much an earth sign. Yeah?
Interesting, yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, but then again, like you said, it depends on your moon and right. your rising and yeah. all that stuff. So, yeah, but... So I'm like, yeah, this is all bullshit and stuff.
I get it. It's not for everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. But... yeah, but then it's because I think there's a lot of fake ones too. You know, like you
Absolutely.
Said, you walk in, there's a $10 one,
right?
And
then like, they're like, they'll ask you questions that are clearly leading.
Yeah.
So then they know the answers,
right?
Or it's so vague that like you will think it's about you, and that they're so accurate because it's like you're
General
going through a loss,
right?
Yeah, like I lost my car keys today. Like, yeah. You know?
Yeah.
How did you know?
Yeah. Who in your life, whose name starts with an H or something? You
right.
know? It's like, come on. You know, if you're a psychic, you should know the whole freaking name.
Exactly.
Not just the initial.
Mm-hmm.
So things like that, you know. And, you know, that's why I think the reliable ones are the ones that do your chart before you show up. They ask you for your birth date and your name.
Yeah.
Place of birth and stuff. And then you just show up. And they have the whole astrology chart for you. Or
And then they can tell you, like, how all of that plays out and it affects your life and yeah. specifically about, like, everything.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. And it's funny because, you know, there's, well, in the Kabbalah part of it, it's like, it speaks more like ancient terms and things like that, you know. So it's like, this is like a, between this month and that month is like a judgment period or something, you know. And it's going to try you. And things like that, you know, so...
That sounds like my horoscope.
Accurate. It's pretty accurate stuff, you
yeah.
know.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. But there's good periods, obviously, also, you
yeah.
know, where you should... They tell you can start a business during this time.
Right.
Or a relationship or
exactly.
something,
you know? I love those. I actually now have started to read my horoscope after the month has ended.
Uh-huh.
So that I can go back and see what happened and
compare,
if it played out. Yeah.
Right. Wow.
I love doing that.
Yeah. Do you find the horoscope to be pretty accurate?
Sometimes yes, sometimes no.
Yeah. That's the thing. I mean, it's for entertainment. I don't think horoscope is that.
Well, it's just hard because if it's so general for every Capricorn
right.
in the world,
right.
like, no, I'm not having a baby anytime soon, so that part doesn't apply to me. You know, it's like, or like buying a house. I'm definitely not buying a house.
Yeah, not anytime soon.
Huh? Right. Don't sign a contract
Whoa.
On a house. Okay, I won't.
Yeah.
That I'll take and make up about me, but, you know.
Yeah, but you don't really take advice from that, do you?
No, but when it says like what your luckiest days are or like your most romantic days, I'll look at that and say like, okay, where was I on those days?
Yeah.
You know, what was I doing? Or, news you'll get
yeah.
and what it's about. I'm like, did I get any news?
Yeah.
Might've gotten some news.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Who knows?
Who knows?
I don't know if it's any more accurate than fortune cookies, but.
Oh God, know. Those are the worst. They need to step it up. I should be a fortune cookie writer.
Really?
They're not good. And it's like also not a fortune. Sometimes it's a statement.
Yeah. Huh?
It's not like telling you what's going to happen. It's just like you are nice to other people. Hello?
Yeah. Well, you know, maybe that's good fortune.
Maybe.
I don't know. Yeah. You know, I wanted to bring up on my iPhone here because it keeps amazing me. You don't have iOS 8 yet, right?
No, but I'm going to. I'm like waiting for the message that my phone has been delivered.
Yeah, yeah. I know. I had the same thing, and it's because, you know, you run out of room, so you don't have enough room to
right.
install it. But now that I bought the iPhone 6, I have it installed on there, and it has like word suggestions. It's not like the auto-suggest where it just pops up a little bubble. Now there's like three options there. It's like they took it from the Android, I think.
Oh.
Okay. But so it suggests three words to you. But as you start typing, but what it is what amazes me, it's not just when you start typing. It anticipates the words you need before you friggin' type.
What?
I mean, someone just sent me, have a nice show, and the options were thank you.
Wow. Wait, that's weird.
I haven't even typed anything.
That's so crazy.
It is, huh?
So you don't even have to think anymore.
I know.
The phone has your conversation for you.
Yeah. As you write words, it's like, yeah, that's what I was going to say.
How does it know?
I don't know, man. It's
spooky
stuff.
That means that they're reading your text messages.
Yeah, well, it must read the text message, yeah.
Who's reading all of our messages?
Apple. That's what they call big data, where they collect stuff about everybody.
Right.
You know. I don't know, man. This whole privacy thing is really, like, creepy. Concerning me. Yeah, I know.
Well, they always said, don't put anything in writing you don't want.
Right.
I don't know, kept forever.
But you never know, you know, because, like, you go on Facebook, for example, and, you know, I mean, some of the friends we don't know and stuff, so, and plus mine is public because, you know, I'm in, like, in the public eye and stuff, so, and I don't put anything that I would want to hide or anything. So, one time I get this message from a Facebook user, not a friend, and she writes to me and she says, your identity has been stolen. And if you want to find out more, just let me know. I'll email you and, you know, things like that. So I said, well, I don't know what it's about, but okay, I mean, let me know. She sends me pictures that she found on another site, pictures of mine from Facebook, right? And this guy was sending it to her, trying to pass himself off as me.
What?
But she said they didn't use, like, your name or anything, and not even your location. Now, how did she find me? She took the pictures and Googled them.
How can you Google pictures?
You can.
How do you do that?
It asks you to upload the picture or to give a link to it, and it recognizes it, face recognition.
That's cool.
So she found me. So she did a search, and she found the pictures on Facebook.
Wow.
So that's how she found me.
You know what's really cool is now everybody can be a private eye.
Yeah.
I feel like I should be a detective because of my skills.
Yeah.
But I didn't know that one. Now that's
life-changing. I mean, that's, I know. And, you know, the thing is that you have to ask yourself, why would someone do this? I mean, the thing is, eventually you'll meet them, right?
Right.
And they'll see it's not you. But so it's not like he was impersonating my whole personality, but just
your
the pictures,
right.
I guess.
Well, so, that's kind of flattering.
That's what I was saying. You know, I mean, maybe it's flattering, you know, if he's using my pictures to attract women, maybe it's not a bad thing. You
right.
know? But it does concern me that people can find you only based on pictures, you know, and I mean, God, we post so many pictures everywhere.
Oh, my God. I'm just like the main culprit of that.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Pictures all day and all night. That's what I post most of.
Yeah.
But that also, for me, is safer than posting actual information.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true, you know. But
like, what am I doing? I'm sitting in a chair. I'm with my friends drinking wine. Like, I'm not posting, like,
right.
Here's my baby and she's located at this location, you know.
Right. Yeah. Except, I mean, you can't keep anything secret anymore, you know. That's
right.
What I'm saying. I mean, you can be found anywhere. People will recognize you.
Right.
Cross-check it with something else, you know.
Everybody's a detective, which is cool, actually.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. It's like sometimes I wonder what people are looking up on me, you know, because you don't know.
Well, you could Google yourself and see what's out there.
Right. But what I'm saying is I never would think that someone would find a picture on a dating site.
Right.
And it was on a Christian site, too, you know.
Oh, wow.
So inappropriate for me.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, if she was on J-Date, I would understand. But
I actually saw someone on Tinder that was pretending to be this guy who was, like, impersonating this guy that was on The Bachelorette. One of the
really?
Contenders, yeah. And I recognized the face, and I was like, this is so weird. And, you know, like, after you've lived in L.A. for long enough, you kind of forget if you know somebody or if you've seen them on TV.
Yeah.
Like, there's a weird line that's blurred.
I know. It's like you look familiar.
Right.
It happened to me once.
Yeah.
When someone came to apply for a job. I'm just, you've been here before. It's like, no.
Yeah. It's that weird thing. And it's just, I don't know what happens, but it's like maybe we're jaded or we're just really confused here. But that happens. So I saw this guy and I was like, that's weird. He looks really familiar. He's attractive, so I'll match with him. Okay, why not? So I start talking to him, and I was like, wait a second. I'm like, you look really familiar. Where do I know you from? And then he was, like, trying to play it off. And I don't know what his game was going to be, because if you met him in person, he wouldn't look like that, obviously.
Right,
so what's the goal?
Right.
Well, so then I reported it.
Did you really?
Yeah, because I figured I went to the Instagram of the guy who I knew it was, like, the real guy, and he's, like, don't talk to this guy on Tinder. He's impersonating me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So he knew it was out there.
Yeah. Wow.
So weird.
Yeah.
Flattering, but weird.
Especially when you're in the public eye, you know.
Very creepy.
Yeah. Everybody can do that. Yeah, I mean, that's the price that comes with fame, you know. I mean, I'm not saying I'm famous, but for famous people, where they get stalkers and everything.
Yeah.
And, you know, and people find out everything about them. It's like living in a glass house.
Yeah.
You know, so the people that want to be famous should really think about it before they actually pursue this.
Right.
Because your life changes. I mean, you know, you can't do anything.
It's just crazy that people have, like, some chemical in their brain where they become obsessed or stalk or,
right.
Like, I just don't really...
Yeah.
I don't understand it.
Yeah, they need to get a life, apparently, you know.
Yeah, or some kind of medicine.
Right. Yeah.
The stalkers or the people that, like, break into people's houses, it's like, what world do you live in?
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, you don't know what goes on in people's heads,
right.
You know. Yeah. You know what movie I watched last night is
what?
Heaven Can Wait. Have you ever seen that movie?
Yeah, a long time
ago. With Warren Beatty? Yeah, it's a very old movie. But it was on Amazon... Prime, and it was on. I remembered it was a great movie, so I watched it again. And it's a feel good movie, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's about him dying, and then he comes back as someone else, and he falls in love, and all that stuff. But I highly recommend it. You know, I like movies, especially comedies, like about death and stuff, like what happens afterwards.
Yeah, because we all are so mystified by it. We want to know what happens.
Right. There's a good movie called Defending Your Life. I don't know if you've ever
I've seen that one
with Meryl Streep.
Yeah.
And that one's amazing because they have like a whole theory of where you go after you die. You know?
Yeah.
There's like everybody meets and then you get on a train and everybody goes to different places and stuff. And you're like being, it's like a trial over your life. They go over things you did in your life.
Right.
And you sort of like have to defend yourself.
Well, isn't that based on like the Bible or whatever, the final judgment?
Probably. Probably, yeah.
We don't have that in the Jewish culture, do we?
No,
we just go to heaven.
Yeah. No, not really. Not necessarily.
Where do we go?
No, there's hell in Judaism as well.
What?
Yeah.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Weird. Well, yeah. Maybe I ignored that part.
Yeah.
I'm not going there, so it's fine.
Yeah, exactly. Don't have to worry about it.
No.
That's the wrong way.
Right.
Yeah. So, but there is, I mean, there's always judgment. Yeah. I mean, you know, the rising of the I don't know what I'm talking about, but there's all kinds of theories, obviously, what happens after you die and all
right.
that stuff, you know.
I think the only judgment should come from us. Are
yeah.
we proud of ourselves or are we not?
Right. You see, I don't know that a God would want to judge us because, first of all, he created us with all the faults and the flaws and everything,
yeah.
You know. And also, you know, I think it doesn't make sense if he asks us, like, do this and do that, and if you don't, you're going to hell. Because that takes away your free choice. Because
right.
obviously you go, well, I better behave or
right.
I'm going to go to hell and stuff.
There's a lot of conflicting theories there. And also then, like, fate and free will and the whole, like...
Exactly. So free will, if you believe there's free will, then it can be predetermined. You know, it
right.
has to be, like, you decide which way you go.
Right.
Within a certain framework, though.
I believe that everything's meant to be, and things happen multiple times sometimes when you need to learn a lesson and you haven't yet, and it keeps
right.
showing up. And if you continue to not learn the lesson, you're just a crappy person.
Right. So it's meant to be, but it's not predetermined. In other words,
right.
you don't think... Do you think you have a certain day where it's predetermined when you're going to die, for example? Do you believe that?
I don't know, because I don't usually think about death.
Right.
I'm sort of just like, if it happens, cool.
Right.
That's when it was.
Yeah.
Like, bye.
Really?
Yeah. I'm so weird. Wait, were we talking about this? Oh, no. I was talking about this at family dinner on my birthday. My mom was telling everyone how before my surgery, I called her and I was just like, yeah, no, if I'm going to die, I lived a great life. I
right.
just want you to know. She's like, why would you say that to
yeah.
me? And I was like, because I just want you to know that I lived a great life. I don't want you to worry. And she's like, I get it, but why would you say that? I'm your mother. I'm like, I don't know, because I want you to know. To me, it's just very like, la-di-da.
I know.
Death.
Yeah, just people don't want to think about it. That's the thing.
No, I mean, I don't want to die like a horrible death.
Right.
Where I like feel it.
Right.
I just want it to be like a quick thing.
Right.
Bye.
But I'm just saying your mom, you know, she didn't want to deal with it.
No, not at all.
Who wants to think about that, especially about your kids? You know?
Right.
Sometimes, I mean like a quick thought will happen and I will go, I could never bear.
Right.
You know, having one of my kids dying or something, you know. It's hard. It's hard to bury your own kids.
Yeah.
You know. And, I mean, I've seen that happen. A 3-year-old girl got cancer and died.
Imagine. I don't even see, like, that will be forever one of those mysteries that I won't understand why.
Right.
You know, where some people are put on this earth just to be taken at a, you know, very crazy time.
Now, you see, but if you get into spirituality or at least the Kabbalah, they will explain that to you, you know. Like, for example, all the souls come back here to correct themselves because apparently when the souls were created, they were damaged or something, you know. Although it's hard to imagine God doing anything that's less than perfect, but it's like very complicated,
right?
The stories and all that. But so I'm trying to simplify it. But so the souls are coming back to correct themselves. And those are the lessons we talk about and things like that, you know. Like how to treat people and how to treat yourself and learn to love yourself and things like that. So obviously there's reincarnation involved in that because the soul has to keep coming back. So what they're saying is once you complete your correction, then you move on as a soul. So they're saying sometimes a baby is a soul that's already completed its lessons or whatever, its journey. And now it's here to help other people, other souls. So it will be born to a couple that needs to learn something.
Right. That makes sense.
And
I believe that.
Dies. So you see, that's something that would make it easier to comprehend, I think, and to accept.
Well, I do believe everything is a lesson. So when people, you know, die tragically from whatever it is, I think it is to teach the people around them how to live.
Yeah, I think so. Because, I mean, I've seen the parents really change after that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So who knows?
I watch the Today Show every morning and that show makes me cry because they always, while they talk about, you know, celebrities or tragedies and things like that, they always have these like, you know, happy stories about children that have cancer or things like that where they inspire everybody.
Wow.
Because they are resilient and they are happy regardless of their circumstances.
Right.
And, you know, or kids that like help other kids, poor kids that help other kids and give all of their gifts to them and, and things like that. It's like, wow.
I know. Those are heart-melting stories.
Yeah. Wow. And that's what teaches us, you know, to be better people or to appreciate what we have.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I don't know. Some people take things for granted. I know I used to, but now I've changed quite a bit as far as that goes. You know, it's like you got to appreciate what you have, you know,
right?
Because everybody has something else, but everybody also has problems. Because if we do presume again that the souls keep coming back here and stuff, then people that don't learn, they move on. I mean, they continue to have to learn those things. And also, by definition, life can't just be smooth. I mean, you're here to learn certain things, so you're going to have bumps in the road. And people complain about that. They don't get it. Some people get depressed. Some people get psychotic over these things, and that's the flip side of it. And then there's people that learn and really improve their lives, and you know, that's what stories and movies are usually about. It's like a character that grows,
right? They
the
have
movie.
That arc,
right? Yeah. So what's going on in the news? Let's see some of the things that are happening. I guess they found the plane in the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah.
And the Air Asia flight.
Sad.
Yeah.
Mostly because the families saw the bodies.
Yeah.
And that's just something you never want to see.
Yeah, I know. But it gives more closure, at least, than the other flight that they could never find.
Yeah.
I guess people figure, well, when we find the body, we know what happened.
Right.
Yeah.
Speaking of, you know, spirituality and believing in all that, imagine the people that didn't get on that plane.
Yeah.
They're still alive thinking, wow, that could have been me.
Yeah. Wow.
That's a crazy thought.
I know.
They were not meant to be on that plane. for right. whatever reason.
Right. Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, who knows? Who knows? Maybe our day is predetermined. We don't just don't know it.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I don't want to know. That's one thing I'm like, you know.
Yeah, that's why we don't know, because it would kill us if we did.
Right.
You know?
I mean, what would you do every day?
Yeah. Well, but that's the thing. People will try to get away with a lot of bad stuff, too, you know, because they figure, oh, well, I'm going to die soon.
Right, exactly. You're like, well, I'm not even going to go to jail.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going
to
die, so.
If I go to jail, I go for a few months, and then I'm dead.
Right. The flu is, like, taking over.
Really?
Everybody is getting hit by the flu.
Wow.
Yeah. I know so
well,
many
I'm
people
glad
with
I
it.
Haven't.
Yeah, I haven't either, so we need to, like, knock on things. Or...
Yeah, exactly, and be careful, I guess. What kind of a flu, like a cold flu?
Apparently, it has a million different symptoms this time.
Really?
So every year, there's like a different strain, and there's, you know, the flu shot. And do you get flu shots?
No, I don't.
I haven't in a couple of years, just because I don't really get sick all that much.
Right.
And I have conflicting theories about vaccines.
Right.
So I just didn't get one this year. But people are dropping like flies around
wow.
me. Yeah. I
really?
See so many people. I have a girlfriend that just wrote me, I don't know if I can go out tonight. I think I have the flu.
Wow.
One just had it for the past week. One had it the week before. My dad had it.
Oh, wow. You better be careful.
I think I'm actually the carrier monkey. Or what am I,
probably,
patient zero or something like that?
Yeah, patient zero. You infect everybody.
Sorry.
Whoops. Yeah, everybody around me is dropping like flies. It must be me, right?
Right. I really hope I'm not going to get it, though, because I just really don't want it.
Yeah, I know. I know. That's true, though. I mean, I don't get sick very much either. I can't remember the last time I was sick.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Yeah, knock on wood, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But 15 kids have died from the flu this year.
15 kids?
Yeah, like 36 wow. out of, you know, the 50 states have been really affected by it.
Wow. I can't imagine someone dying from the flu.
Well, they're
you know?
Kids, and I mean, I don't think yeah. an adult would.
Yeah,
our, you know, immune systems can fight it, but children are so different in the way that they're built. So
that's true. Yeah, less immunity.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's really not good.
No.
And the flu season, I mean, it's, you know, what is it, December through February, but it can last as long as May.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's still time to get a flu shot, I guess, if we want to reconsider.
Yeah. Except, do they work? I mean, I think they're controversial, aren't they?
They are, because you're infecting your body with the virus.
Right.
But it also might not be the exact strain.
Oh, wow.
So then you're...
You can get sick or something.
You're running right? your immunity down because you're infecting yourself with it, I think.
Wow.
So then you might be susceptible to other
right.
versions.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Jeez. That's like antibiotics, you know? I mean, they kill everything in your body
pretty
much.
I mean, at this point, I feel like if I get the flu, I get the flu.
Right.
Like, people get sick.
Yeah, live through it.
Right.
What the hell?
You're not going to... Well, I guess some people could die from the flu, yeah. but, like, I can't imagine I do. So
yeah.
if I get sick, I watch movies for a week.
Exactly. What the hell?
It's uncomfortable, but, you know.
Yeah. Watch movies for a week.
Right. Or read a book, maybe.
Yeah. There you go. Switch your movies with books now.
Yeah. I'm trying.
Yeah.
I'm trying.
I know. There's a lot of interesting stuff there. I mean, you don't have to force yourself to read. Just go to a bookstore or Amazon or something and just kind of look for things that interest you.
Yeah.
You know, and start with that and stuff. Because, I mean, to me, it's like everything that interests me, I've already read like a million books on it.
Yeah.
But so that's why I like discovering new things, you know. Like, for example, I started riding the bike. So then I started getting into like reading about bicycle riding and things like that,
mm-hmm.
you know, because it interests me. Other things as well, you know, like in business, I like the different marketing books and things like that. There's all kinds of like social sciences and,
mm-hmm.
you know, like why do people behave a certain way and all that stuff. Yeah, it's great. Spiritual stuff,
yeah.
you know.
I have a whole queue of all of the things I need to be reading starting January 1. Maybe 2,
cool.
depending on how I feel after tonight.
Cool.
We'll see. But yeah, no, that's on my list of things to do. I want to read about things that interest me. I want to, at least I'll start that way.
Yeah. I mean, don't waste your time with fiction if it doesn't appeal to
not.
You, you know.
Yeah.
But nonfiction, there's a lot of knowledge out there that's like just exciting to learn.
Yeah, you know? And it expands your vocabulary. I feel like we're so limited, you know, when we have the words we have. And right. if we're not reading, then we don't have more words. So.
Right. Yeah. And different ideas. I mean, and reading is the best way to learn because you don't need to be with someone. You know, you just stare at your own pace and you get information that, you know, that's why there's so many books written, because people share their knowledge and information
yep.
with other people. And, you know, but some books are garbage, of right. course, you know. But I also learned that if you, like Ty was saying also, you know, I mean, if a book doesn't interest you, just drop it.
Right.
You know, sometimes I'll force myself to continue, and then I'm asking myself, why, you know? There's limited time. There's so many books to read.
Right.
Why am I going to read something that started to bore me?
Well, I think that's then a good general lesson also for 2015 is to drop the things that don't serve us.
Ah, there you go. There you go.
Doesn't make us a quitter. It means that we're prioritizing.
Right.
And moving on.
Making better use of our time.
Right.
Okay.
Only let like good energy in and good things that you are interested in and want in your life.
Okay, I'll subscribe to that.
Okay.
Why not?
Into it.
Let's see. Okay, so that's the flu. Let's see. There's a. Have you heard about Amazon planning on using drones for deliveries?
Yeah.
So you like it?
I love Amazon. You like the Amazon idea? Can do no wrong.
I know. I'm telling you, but it's a pretty spooky thing. I think now they're looking to hire drone pilots. So apparently they're taking this seriously. Now I just don't understand how we're going to see drones flying around here delivering packages to people.
It's almost like storks with babies.
Yeah, exactly.
That's so cool. I don't care. I think the more Jetsons, the better. Or bring me things easier. Like, I just want... I don't like doing errands. Yeah. I mean, so my best friend and I share my Amazon cart. Okay. So she'll order stuff, I'll order stuff, and I get alerted every time something is delivered. So I'm like, Amazon is my best friend.
Right.
I don't get texted by anybody more than Amazon. And it's daily, because she just moves. So she orders, like, sesame seeds, truffle oil, a bath mat. Like, God. Every day is something new. A pair of shoes.
They have everything in Amazon.
Everything, including groceries. Anything you want, Amazon has it.
Yeah.
So why not?
Cheaper.
Well, not always, but for the most part, yes. And especially because if it's free delivery,
right.
you saved yourself gas, time, because you don't have to go do it.
Right.
You don't have to wait in traffic, go pick it up, bring it back to your house. Like, you skip the errands. I think it's so worth it right. to have Amazon.
I think so.
And if a drone can just literally go and drop something on my doorstep
right.
or into my hand, I'll be like, thank you, drone. Goodbye.
Yeah, you'll take
See
it.
See you tomorrow.
Yeah. I'm just concerned, though, because it's killing the retail industry. And what's going to happen is we're not going to have any stores to go to because Amazon is killing them all.
Well, but some people like instant gratification and they want something that day.
Right.
Either I'm okay waiting 2 days.
Yeah, exactly. You know, but sometimes I'll go to a bookstore. I mean, lately I started doing this more because since they closed all the bookstores around here, there's a couple left. But I made it a habit to go and actually buy books there and pay full price because I want them to stay alive.
Well, you know? That's nice.
I figured if everybody does that, then maybe they'll stay alive a little longer.
Yeah.
You know, the same with Best Buy and stuff. So if they don't charge way too much, like with books, you know, I mean, you end up paying $10 more at the store. But sometimes I'll just do it. You know, it's crazy, but I do it because I really don't want all the stores to disappear.
Well, that's good that you're supporting the economy.
The book industry. Yeah. At least the book industry. I know. But, you know, and but some things you can buy online, some you can't, you know. I mean, I will not buy shoes or clothes online because unless you already tried it on in the store and you know what you're buying.
Yeah.
But you have to try things on, you know. Things look so different on the shelf or on the hanger.
Sometimes you have free returns, though, so then you could just try it on and send it back.
Yeah, exactly. But who wants to deal with that, you know?
I don't mind it.
Yeah, I mean, but look, you go to a store, you take 8 items and you try them on.
Yeah.
You can't do that with Amazon, you know? I mean, what are you going to do? Return all of them?
Yeah.
Oh, come on. Just to get the wrong size or something? Come on.
Well, I'm pretty good at knowing my size, so.
Yeah. But, I mean, I find that some different clothing articles have different sizes to them, you know?
I do like reading the reviews, though. Like, that for me is part of my shopping experience, is seeing how people rate things and review sellers and review the product and saves me the trouble.
Yeah.
Like, okay,
except you got to take it with a grain of salt because sometimes it'll just confuse you completely. You know, if you read the bad and the good reviews.
Right. Well, that's why I'll only buy stuff with like 4 stars and up.
Right.
Because then the average is that it's a better product.
Right. But you got to remember something, that if you read the bad ones, sometimes they'll be like, they'll mention something that would be a deal breaker to you. And so, I mean, I many times have changed my mind.
Really?
About a product. When they said something that I said, there's no way.
Well, what if one person said something bad and then all the other people said something good?
No, I mean, I agree with that. But what I'm saying is if they include like a certain feature, like on a laptop or something,
yeah.
right? And they say the trackpad is like this, or like there's one computer I wanted to get, but they're all saying it's got like a yellow hue to the screen. So I'm like, I'm not buying that computer.
Yeah.
You know, so even people that give it good reviews, like maybe 4 stars, would say, yeah, it's a great computer, but it does have this yellow haze to it. And I'm like, I wouldn't settle for that.
Well, that's good then. And those reviews helped you.
Exactly. So that's what I'm saying. You want to read the negative reviews also and then make your own decision.
Because
sometimes people, I mean, people will give it 1 star because the delivery was late or something.
Yeah.
That has nothing to do with the product, you know?
Right.
But people do that. So you have to really pay attention to what you're reading.
It's true.
And there's people that are disgruntled and they want to get back at the seller or whatever.
Yeah.
You know?
It's true. There is human error in that.
Yeah. Do you ever buy on eBay?
I don't, but I sell on eBay.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Does it work for you?
I mean, I've sold things. So yeah. I've sold the most random things, too. Like comic books and headphones and anything lying around that I want to sell.
Wow.
Sold on
you
Craigslist.
Had comic books that you
Well, sold? My cousin had a box and he gave it to me. Because I asked him. I was like, what are you going to do with those? He's like, nothing. I was like, can I sell them? He's like, sure.
Yeah.
Go do it because I don't feel like it. So, yeah. So I did it.
Yeah, you don't seem to be like the comic book type. I don't know.
No. I had no idea what they were. I was like, these are stupid.
I know. I sold some in the past, not on eBay, before the internet. And I had a big collection and I sold them all. Now I'm regretting it because I could have given it to my kids and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You know? So a lot of things you don't want to sell, you know?
Yeah, I was going to sell some Tiffany's jewelry because I was like, I'm not going to wear this anymore. But then my cousins were actually, my cousins that are males were both like, no, you keep that for your daughter. It's like, what daughter?
Yeah.
I don't have a kid. I guess I will one day.
Yeah.
And my psychic told me I'm only having girls, so I should save my jewelry.
Oh, yeah. Obviously, if that's what they said.
Well, you know what's going to really upset me, though, is if I don't have girls and then psychic, I'm going to be like, well, what were you talking about?
Yeah,
I have lost all faith in psychics.
Yeah. Well, that could happen.
Yeah.
You know.
We'll see.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's it for this year, folks. This is the last show of the year. Happy New Year's.
Thank you. You too.
Have fun tonight. We might actually go to a party.
Nice.
Yeah. So I might go. We'll see. I still have to think about it till the last minute. And so you have fun at your party at the Four Seasons and everything.
Yeah.
Enjoy yourself. Post some pictures.
Oh, yeah.
So we can
Absolutely.
See what's going on. And everybody, thank you so much for listening this year. We hope you stay with us next year. And we'll be back on Monday.
Yep.
Bye.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning, only on LA Talk Radio.